Chapter 2. These were the sons of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. The sons of Judah were Onan, and Shelah. These three were born to him from Shua's daughter, the Canaanitess. But Judah's firstborn, was displeasing to Jehovah, so he put him to death. Tamar, Judah's daughter-in-law, bore to him Perez and Zerah. Judah had five sons in all. The sons of Perez were Hezron and Hamul. The sons of Zerah were Zimri, Ethan, Heman, Calcol, and Dara. There were five of them in all. The son of Carmi was Achar, who brought disaster on Israel, who was unfaithful with regard to what had been devoted to destruction. The son of Ethan was Azariah. The sons of Hezron who were born to him were Jeramiel, Ram, and Kelubai. Ram became father to Amminadab. Amminadab became father to Nashon, the chieftain of the descendants of Judah. Nashon became father to Salma. Salma became father to Boaz. Boaz became father to Obed. Obed became father to Jesse. Jesse became father to his firstborn Eliab, Abinadab the second, Shimea the third, Nathanael the fourth, Radai the fifth, Ozem the sixth, and David the seventh. Their sisters were Zeruiah and Abigail. The sons of Zeruiah were Abishai, Joab, and Asahel, three. Abigail gave birth to Amasa, and the father of Amasa was Jether the Ishmaelite. Caleb, the son of Hezron, became father to sons by his wife Azubah and by Jerioth, and these were her sons, Jeshur, Shobab, and Ardon. When Azubah died, Caleb married Ephrath, and she bore Hur to him. Hur became father to Uri. Uri became father to Bezalel. Afterward, Hezron had relations with the daughter of Machir, the father of Gilead. He married her when he was 60 years old, and she bore Segub to him. Segub became father to Jair, who had 23 cities in the land of Gilead. Later, Geshur and Syria took Havoth-Jair from them, along with Kenath and its dependent towns, 60 cities. All of these were the descendants of Machir, the father of Gilead. After the death of Hezron and Caleb Ephrathah, Abijah, the wife of Hezron, bore him Asher, the father of Tekoa. The sons of Jeramiel, the firstborn of Hezron, were Ram, the firstborn, Buna, Oren, Ozem, and Ahijah. Jeramiel had another wife, whose name was Atarah. She was the mother of Onam. The sons of Ram, the firstborn of Jeramiel, were Maaz, Jamin, and Eker. The sons of Onam were Shammai and Jada. The sons of Shammai were Nadab and Abishur. The name of Abishur's wife was Abihail, who bore him Aban and Molid. The sons of Nadab were Seled and Appaim. But Seled died without sons. The son of Appaim was Ishai, and the son of Ishai was Shishan, and the son of Shishan, Ali. The sons of Jada, the brother of Shammai, were Jether and Jonathan. But Jether died without sons. The sons of Jonathan were Peleth and Zaza. These were the descendants of Jeramiel. Shishan had no sons, only daughters. Now Shishan had an Egyptian servant whose name was Jarha. Shishan gave his daughter to be the wife of his servant Jarha, and she bore him Attai. Attai became father to Nathan. Nathan became father to Zabad. Zabad became father to Ephlal. Ephlal became father to Obed. Obed became father to Jehu. Jehu became father to Azariah. Azariah became father to Helez. Helez became father to Eliasa. Eliasa became father to Sismai. Sismai became father to Shallum. Shallum became father to Jechemiah. Jechemiah became father to Elishama. The sons of Caleb, the brother of Jerahmeel, were Mesha, his firstborn, who was the father of Ziph, and the sons of Merishah, the father of Hebron. The sons of Hebron were Korah, Tappua, Rechem, and Shema. Shema became father to Raham, the father of Jorkeam. Rechem became father to Shammai. The son of Shammai was Maon. Maon was the father of Beth-zur. Caleb's concubine Ephah gave birth to Haran, Moza, and Gazez. Haran became father to Gazez. The sons of Jahdai were Regem, Jotham, Gishan, Pelet, Ephah, and Sheaph. Caleb's concubine Maacah gave birth to Sheber and Tirhanah. In time, she bore Sheaph, the father of Madmanah, and Sheva, the father of Machbena, and Gibeah. Caleb's daughter was Aksah. These were the descendants of Caleb. The sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, were Shobal, the father of Kiriath-Jearim, Salma, the father of Bethlehem, and Haref, the father of Beth-Gader. Shobal, the father of Kiriath-Jearim, had sons, Haroah, and half of the Manuhoth. The families of Kiriath-Jearim were the Ithrites, the Puthites, the Shumathites, and the Mishraites. It was from these that the Zorathites and the Eshtaolites came. The sons of Salma were Bethlehem, the Netophathites, Atroth-Beth-Joab, half of the Manahathites, and the Zorites. The families of the scribes dwelling at Jabez were the Tirathites, the Shimeathites, and the Sukathites. These were the Kenites who came from Hamath, the father of the house of Rechab.